Among those killed in Israel and Gaza are at least 27 Americans. 14 Americans are unaccounted for, a small number of whom are believed to now be hostages of Hamas in Gaza. NPR's Laurel Walmsley spoke to families and friends of those searching for and mourning their loved ones.
As the bomb sirens went off in Jerusalem last Saturday, Rachel Goldberg woke her daughters, and they all hustled into their apartment's safe room. She turned on her phone, which she normally keeps off on the Sabbath, and there were two text messages from her son, Hirsch Goldberg Pullen.
The first one said, "I love you," and the next one said, "I'm sorry."
Through her son's friend, she learned that Hirsch, who was born and spent his early years in California, had been at a techno music festival in southern Israel, where reports were emerging of hundreds of young people killed or taken hostage. She didn't know if Hirsch was alive or dead. Then the family received a photo a friend had seen on social media, taken in a bomb shelter near the rave, and Hirsch was in it. With the help of friends, they figured out the identities of others in the photo and made contact with three people who survived the attack in the shelter with Hirsch and his friend Honor Shapira, who told the family what had happened.
And what we were told is the terrorists were throwing in hand grenades, and Honor at the doorway was picking them up and throwing them back out. Some of them did get in, and those exploded. And then they came in with machine gun fire, just spraying the room of these, you know, barefoot, crunchy granola hippies who were all defenseless. It was shooting fish in a barrel, just a massacre.
The Hamas militants asked for those who could stand to stand, and Hirsch did. Witnesses said Hirsch's arm below his elbow had been blown off, and he'd made a tourniquet out of a shirt. The attackers put Hirsch and two other young men in a pickup truck and drove them toward the border with Gaza.
And the police were able to tell us the last place that they saw Hirsch's cell phone was just at the border with Gaza. And that's the last we've heard of him.
A funeral was held in Jerusalem today for Honor Shapira. Goldberg says the U.S. Embassy has been extremely supportive, and President Biden held a call today with the family members of the Americans unaccounted for. Also among the missing are Yudit and Natalie Ra'anan, a mother and daughter from Evanston, Illinois. Natalie recently graduated from high school, and they were in Israel to spend the Jewish holidays with Yudit's mother. Rabbi Dov Hillel Klein of Chabad of Evanston knows Yudit well.
Yudit is such a kind, caring, giving person. You know, when she walks into the room, her eyes just light up. She wears her soul on her eyes.
Klein says the last the Ra'anans were heard from was a text from Natalie to her father, saying they were holed up in a bomb shelter about a mile from the Gaza border. Hamas militants were going house to house, killing people.
The assumption is that they broke into that bomb shelter and took them as hostages.
For some families, the worst has already come to pass. Danielle Bensignor, 34, was also at the music festival, says her aunt, Clara Bensignor. Danielle grew up in Los Angeles and became a nurse, and a few years ago moved to Israel, near Haifa, to take care of her parents.
She loved music. She loved dancing. She loved the nature. She loved life. She loved people. She was a very special girl.
For days, the family didn't know what had happened to Danielle.
Finally, they found a body. They couldn't go in the field because there was bombing. And finally, they got to her. It was 4 days later.
The family held a funeral for Danielle, and now they sit Shiva for 7 days at her house until the burial.
She was part of us, and she was like a flower blooming. And they took her out, flower.
Danielle Bensignor went to Israel to nurse her parents. But now, as the war intensifies, her parents are among many who will mourn their children. Laurel Walmsley, NPR News.